I find it curious in nursing that for such a deeply intimate profession and a deeply caring profession, we almost have an allergic reaction to using the word love. So a couple years ago in our school, I had that conversation with all the staff and faculty. Love so defines how we relate to patients and each other. I find it curious we never use the word in our school. What do you think about that? And after quite a pause and some discussion, it was a turning point for the school. We talk about love in our school all the time now.
Connie Delaney is dean of the School of Nursing at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. She's a leader of the movement to reinforce the role of nursing in today's complex healthcare setting in genuinely compassionate, patient-centered care.
What fully changed my life in terms of being drawn to nursing was the very first patient I ever met, which I remember in full detail. To this day, the connectedness to that patient, first day as a student nurse, ever being in contact with a patient and having such full regard and acceptance by a patient who I was not only inexperienced as a nurse but a stranger, and such a gift to be welcomed so fully into a person's life and their family life. That was a defining moment.
At the typical nursing station of today's hospitals, it can sometimes seem like high-tech medical machinery supersedes a personal connection with the nurse or other healthcare professional. But for Wanda Baker, a pediatric nurse and native Canadian who has worked in critical care and palliative care in Canada and the United States, that one-to-one relationship is the essence of providing care.
When I was 5 years old, five and a half actually, I was hospitalized and was not expected. They actually didn't know how sick I was going to be. It was an unfortunate incident that occurred. And
this was where?
This was back in Nova Scotia. And I, at that time, families weren't with children 24 hours a day, as they can be today. There were specific visiting hours, and I was alone. I clearly remember the experience. I was in a crib, the only child in the room, and I could see out the window when the curtain was open into a hallway, and I could see people going by. And yet, not very many people came in to see me. I remember clearly a tray being brought in and set on an overbed table beside my side-rails-up crib with the dome over it, and that was my breakfast. They lifted the lid, and on it was a boiled egg, which I could not stand. And the smell of it, it really upset me, and I remember I sat in that crib and I sobbed. And the person who had brought the tray in left, and there was still nobody. And this would have been early morning, probably 7 or 7:30. And finally, somebody came in and opened the curtain from the night, put the rail down, scooped me up, pulled a rocking chair over, and simply held me. Didn't try to put food in me. And I can remember at the time thinking, this is what I need. And I was held and rocked, and then I was washed. My hair was done. I had long hair. My hair was put in braids. I was cared for, and I was loved. And I can remember that so clearly that made all the difference. And when my mom came in, you know, I was so excited to see her. But I had also had something to bridge that time.